This is exciting, Sarah. First episode of the new year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
A few weeks in.
Took us a few weeks. We were warming up to it. By the way, this is all in San Diego. We're your hosts, AJ and Sarah. And this is a very New Year kind of themed episode. It's New Year, New San Diego. Because I'm so excited to share. I've kind of taken the lead in getting this episode together. And I have found so many cool things that will be opening and getting ready for us all to enjoy in San Diego in 2023. You're going to be really surprised and excited about a lot of these, Sarah.
I can't wait for this. San Diego's always one-upping itself. So excited to hear what you have.
It really is. And I'm telling you, the momentum seems to be picking up. So before we dive into that, let me tell you that after we break down this list, we're going to share our reviews of some very San Diego activities that both Sarah and I have tried lately. And then you, Sarah, will take over the reins and do some more topical stuff about what's happening soon as of the posting of this episode.
Yeah, just a couple of fun things coming up this weekend that you and your family can get in on.
All right. New year, new San Diego. All right, let's start with a category that's always a crowd pleaser for all in San Diego, theme parks, because we love theme parks in San Diego. And a couple of them have new things coming. SeaWorld. We'll start with SeaWorld. They're bringing it with another brand new ride.
Oh my God, another roller coaster.
Yeah, I want to call it a roller coaster. It's a roller coaster-like ride that's going to be good for people who don't love to go a million feet in the air and drop and go upside down and throw up on themselves. That's fun.
Like you.
It's not my favorite. I like a medium amount of thrill.
Yeah. So this is like a coaster light?
Coaster light, where it's very cool, though. It's called Arctic Rescue, and it simulates you and your ride group going into the Arctic to rescue some animals in need. And your vehicle, it looks like a series of snowmobiles. You're literally holding onto the handlebars, sitting on your own individual snowmobile, and ripping around, going on this mission. And it actually, you know how when you go on... If you've ever been on Big Thunder Mountain at Disneyland, it looks like the Old West. Well, yeah. This looks like the Arctic. It's immersive. It's not just a roller coaster in the middle of nothing. It creates the experience of not only having the thrill, but of going on this rescue mission. It looks really
very
fun.
Very cool.
Yeah, and that opens in the spring at SeaWorld.
They have added so many rides. If it's been a while since you've been to SeaWorld, I feel like you're going to be shocked when you walk in and you're like, wait, when did all these roller coasters pop up?
Yeah, it's been pretty rapid. Legoland's bringing something new to the table as well. And they've changed a lot. I hadn't gone to Legoland since before the pandemic, and I was able to go recently with my family, and I was like, wow. They got rid of a lot of the things that were probably worth getting rid of, like that weird roller coaster that you had to pedal with your legs.
Oh, yeah.
I
forgot about that. That's the one where you would look up, and the track kind of ran all through the park.
Yes. And you were, yeah. So they got rid of some of the things that probably weren't the biggest hits, and then they have the whole new they have a whole new land, the Lego Movie Land with the virtual ride from Lego Movie. Lots of really fun new stuff, and they're going to continue that later this year in the mini Lego mini area. You know, when you go on that boat ride and you're floating around and you're like, hey, there's a little Lego New York City and there's a little Lego Ancient Greece. What's been the obvious thing missing in Lego Miniland?
I don't know.
San Diego.
There's
never been a mini in San Diego. That will change later this year. They've got a Lego built out San Diego that's got the Del Mall, Hotel Del, and the Coronado Bridge, and the Gas Lamp, and PB, and Petco Park, all built out. It sounds like it's going to be very, very cool to see.
Can I add something really quick about Legoland? This was a few years ago, but I just found out that a little boy from my son's school was the inspiration behind adding the MLK bust to like their kind of celebrity walk of fame.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that cool? It was a local kid who was at Legoland and thought, you know what? This is weird. There isn't a lot of diversity here. And so he wrote a letter. They took it to heart and they built an MLK bust and added it to the little celebrity area. And since then they've kind of made it their mission to add more diversity. Isn't that cool?
I love that.
Local kid. Yeah.
Love that. Absolutely love that. So there you are. A couple of fun things happening at theme parks, but that's not where it ends. There are things, this is exciting. An old San Diego classic location that went away is coming back totally reimagined. I'm talking about Horton Plaza.
Oh, remember? My God. Poor Horton Plaza. Horton Plaza. What happened to Horton Plaza?
It was like one half mall, one half weird fun house from the fair.
Oh my God. Right? Do you remember you'd be done at the mall and you'd be like, was I on vegetable? Like, was I on the orange floor 4 or was I on zucchini 8?
Yes.
Yeah.
Numbers meant nothing to these people. They thought you should remember what fruit section you parked at.
That was weird.
And it was like a fun house where you'd be like, hey, I see that Foot Locker right across the way. I'm going to walk to it. And then you get there like, I'm somehow above the Foot Locker. It's below me.
It was so messed up.
Well, it was messed up. I think clearly we have some fun memories of being there.
Yes.
But it went away a few years ago and it's back totally, totally reimagined later this year. And it will have some shopping. It'll have a little bit of everything. They're calling it a campus. You know how like Google doesn't have a headquarters, they have a campus.
Yes.
And Apple has a campus. There's going to be like a lot of big fancy biotech companies and stuff that have their workplaces down there.
Some office space.
Yeah, very fancy, very cool, next level looking office space.
Okay.
But then there are going to be shops and restaurants and all the things for not only them to enjoy, but anyone who lives or wants to visit the area. So shopping will be back. A movie theater will be there.
That is so cool.
There will be a gym. It's kind of an indoor-outdoor looking layout. It's actually really cool. I am telling you, I feel like the Gaslamp can use a little something fresh and new right now.
It needed that. That
yes.
Nordstrom was the first time I experienced an infant, like a newborn blowout. I walked into the Nordstrom.
Oh.
And as soon as we got there, I was like, oh no, I don't have a change of clothes. Aborted the mission, learned my lesson. I have very fond memories of Horton Plaza, but it needed a makeover. That's really cool.
There will also be a grocery store, and I'm pretty sure there won't be a giant Tower Records right when you walk in.
Anymore. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll all miss that, but that is on its way. Big news for music lovers. We've just got the Shell, right? And we already have the other, you know, San Diego is a pretty good town for live music, but we're getting some more venues. One of them is going to be inside the Del Mar Fairgrounds, and it's called The Sound. They're just finishing building it right now, a medium-sized venue, so about 1,900 people. So it's not that gigantic, you know,
arena,
massive super show, but it's bigger than just being in a little bar. It's a perfect medium-sized arena. It's going to be run and booked by the people that own the Belly Up.
Just thinking about the Belly Up. I was going to say, like a little bit bigger than the Belly Up.
Yes. How San Diego is that? The Belly Love Up it. Crew is now running this. They'll be bringing the artists in. In fact, the very first artist they're bringing in is Ziggy Marley. So he'll be the first person to play there as they open it up. And then it'll be running year-round. Live music shows. A hot new
well
spot.
Well done. Very San Diego.
And when the fair's not going on, that's a pretty easy place to get in and get out of. So you're not necessarily going down to the Gaslamp or headed all the way down to Chula Vista or, you know, depending on where you're in the county, that might be the most convenient place for you to see. And you know what? I think my musical tastes tend towards medium-sized artists.
Yeah.
I think a lot of artists I like would be in a 1900 person theater, not at a giant arena. So
that's really cool.
The other one is the amphitheater, which means to me outdoor theater, which is what it is. It's at UCSD and it'll be opening later this year. It's the Epstein Family Amphitheater. This one seats 2,600 people. They ran a couple of shows there in October just to test it out, you know, give it a dry run. And they'll be doing outdoor shows year round and it's gorgeous. I mean, picture the Oregon Theater in Balboa Park.
Oh, yeah, the Oregon Pavilion. Yep.
The Oregon Pavilion where, you know, it's the nice outdoor staggered seats and the nice big stage and the backdrop that makes the acoustics work out, that it shoots the sound forward. And I can see great music acts, comedians, probably a little bit of everything there. Another live music venue or live performance venue coming to San Diego.
Oh, we're so lucky because we've got the weather for it, too. That's amazing.
Yes. I can't believe the quality of the parks that are opening that just exist. I'm sure it's happening all over the country. We've done whole episodes about, I'm talking play parks for kids.
Like playgrounds.
There's another brand new one that is opening in Mission Bay Park. It is the Tecolote North Shores Park. It's on the east side of the park, and it's got everything you can imagine. Zip lines and spinning things. I mean, they look like actual motorized rides. They're not, but you're like, what's going on here? I'm used to a slide and a couple of swings. Maybe one of them's not broken.
Dude, zip line is the new bottom line. I mean, it's like, if you don't have a zip line or better, don't try to be a park in San Diego. There's the one up here in Leucadia that I think started the whole zipline trend. And it's like, these kids these days, they don't know how good they have it. We used to just have like a dirty sandbox and a metal slide.
The rusty round carousel thing that you would just spin super fast as your friends flew off.
Oh,
whoever
my God.
Was crying at the end won.
That sounds really cool.
It is really. And in addition to the next, this is a $4.1 million makeover in this area. So you've got the amazing park. This is huge. Awesome, clean bathrooms, right?
Yay.
And even an outdoor workout area with all kinds of workout equipment. So you can get your fitness on while your kids get their zipline on.
Amazing. That sounds really, really good.
Very cool new thing. And by the way, again, it just opened a couple of months ago. So that one's open now. Snapdragon Stadium is now open.
Dude, it's so cool.
This is not brand new news, right? You actually went to an event there recently, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, and you had a great time.
It was awesome. Really, really good to finally go check it out.
It's in the heart of Mission Valley, where the old Jack Murphy Stadium used to be. And it's now, it's of course for San Diego State, but so many other things are going to be coming there.
Mm-hmm. Tons.
So the reason I'm bringing this up in our new stuff for New San Diego 2023 episode is that even though it's been open for a minute, there are going to be a lot of firsts there this year. The San Diego Wave, which is the National Women's Soccer League expansion team, is going to have its first season there. The San Diego Legion, which is a rugby team, is going to have their first season there. There will be a lot of other firsts, as this will be the first full year of events and awesomeness at Snapdragon Stadium.
And don't discount sporting events like that. We have friends who have gone to see the Wave. We have friends who've gone to see the Legion. It's like full-blown sports experience. Like, don't think just because we don't have a football team that there's, like, no exciting games to go see. It's so fun.
Exactly. So keep that on your radar. There's been a new phenomenon over the last maybe 5 years around San Diego, and that is the food hall experience. We didn't used to have one, and then they opened the one in Liberty Station. Liberty Station Food Hall. It's like a food court at the mall, but with really great local, high-quality, amazing restaurants, right?
Yep.
Sorry, no Sbarro's or Charlie's cheesesteaks here.
What's that place? Genghis Khan.
No Genghis Khan. No Genghis Khan. Julius. You're out of luck if that's what you're craving. But if you want to have awesome local food, so you've already got Liberty Station, then they opened one in the Carlsbad area near the Windmill, right?
The Windmill Food Hall.
The Windmill Food Hall. There's now kind of a collective now down in Chula Vista. And PB is going to get into the mix in 2023 with the place called Mission and Garnett. Have you heard about this, Sarah?
No, this is news to me. I love a food hall.
Oh, no, you're going to love this. It's called Mission and Garnett because it's on Mission and Garnett, where the iconic Denny's used to be back in our PB days that you'd stagger to after a hot night at PB Bar and Grill or Moondoggies or Typhoon Saloon. That Denny's corner is now going to be a food hall.
Again, well done, San Diego.
Again, like, absolutely.
That's a good move.
And guess who's behind it? Scott Slater, the guy who originally brought us Slater's 50-50, and he also brought us Skydeck in Del Mar, which is another awesome food hall that we didn't bring
up.
Of course. This. And so, yeah, he's had a lot of success stories, and now he's bringing it all to Mission and Garnett. Can you imagine after a night out? I mean,
dude, that is going to be something. So successful.
Yeah, 20-something these days. They're not going to, you know. We used to have to stagger into a Denny's and have a Moons Over My Hammy to try to sober up. You're going to have a whole food hall full of fancy restaurants?
Again, kids these days don't know how good they have it. We just had a Los Ponchos.
That's
right. You tried to walk through the drive-thru and they would deny you.
And we loved it. So we're all looking forward to that. And then, look, this does nothing for me. I'm not a golfer. But boy, if you are a golfer or you have friends or family members who are, they probably already know about this. San Diego is finally getting not one, but two top golf locations.
It's about time.
Yeah.
Even if you're not super into golf, it's like a really fun place to go have a get together, like a little party, birthday party.
Yeah. So I've never been, but it looks to me like it's almost like if a bowling alley married a golf course, right? Mm-hmm. Where everyone's got their own little station, but they're all shooting out to this giant range. And it's very high tech, and it's able to track where your ball landed. And there are a variety of different games you can play. And the food is mostly very good, and the atmosphere is very good. People love Topgolf. And Callaway is one of the companies behind Topgolf, and they're based in Carlsbad, so I don't know why it's taken so long for us to get a couple of them, but they are finally on their way.
The first one's going to be very exciting.
Yeah, the first one's going to be in Sereno Valley on Carroll Canyon Golf Center, and there's another one coming to East Harbor Island later this year, so get ready.
I sense an all-in field trip.
Oh, really? You don't want to see the golf unless it's the miniature version.
Oh, I'm probably way worse than you, but that'll probably be what's fun about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And finally, we're going to wrap up with a celebrity restaurant.
Oh,
any guesses what celebrity is bringing their food?
Is this a celebrity chef that doesn't already have a San Diego restaurant?
No, it's like we already have Chef Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen somewhere out here, but no, this is not a chef. This is someone famous for being famous.
Oh, I don't know.
I would have put in your seat to make, if you made me guess, I would have guessed Wahlburgers. Because
I was going to say Shaq.
Yeah.
Doesn't Shaq have like a hot chicken place?
I don't know. I think he's very involved with Papa John's Pizza.
Oh.
You need to get the shakaroni.
Oh, yeah.
But it's neither of those. Beloved comedian Kevin Hart has a franchise of vegan fast food restaurants. Of course he did. He opened the first one in LA and it's super popular. We will be getting the second one. So I guess it's not a big franchise yet, but it's coming to San Diego. They have fast food style fare like burgers and nuggets and fries and shakes, all meatless, all allegedly delicious. And the first one will actually be opening on Gateway Road in Carlsbad.
Is Kevin Hart like a famous vegan?
Think he was. I think he converted at some point.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yes. When I say I'm pretty sure I just made that up in my head, but I feel like it's true.
Fine. It's fine. I mean, it makes sense if he's... Well, so listen, this is only the second one. I think it's very cool that San Diego is coming up that way in the foodie world where their first idea is LA and then the next thing they think of is how about San Diego? Like, that is very cool.
It is cool. And honestly, I think whoever cracks that code first of the... Because, look, you don't have to be a vegan or vegetarian to want a healthy meatless meal. It's becoming more and more popular to just eat a little bit less meat. And, you know, you could drive down the street and see a million McDonald's and Carl's Jr. Like, eventually someone's going to crack that code. Why not Kevin Hart, I guess?
Yeah. Why not?
Why not? Why not?
You said comedian, and I was like, is Carrot Top opening
no.
a restaurant?
Nope. So Kevin Hart,
cool.
There you go. More fun stuff than the shakaroni's got pepperoni.
That is all very exciting. I'm like legitimately excited about almost everything on that list.
Yeah. I was like, I wonder if there's enough stuff for an episode. And as I kept finding new thing after new thing, I was like, wow, this is going to be a bang up year for San Diego. So exciting things to look forward to in San Diego. Looking back in the meantime, I can't believe the thing that you just recently went to, Sarah.
I know it's pretty out of character for me, right? But it is something that had always been on my San Diego bucket list, funny enough. Monster Jam.
Sarah went to Monster Jam!
Monster Jam, Jam, Jam.
And you brought your son, and you had a wonderful time.
We had an awesome time. It is, like, exactly what I imagined it to be in the best way. It was loud. It was kind of obnoxious. You know what I mean? Like, just everything you would want out of that experience. And it was at Snapdragon, like we mentioned. So it was really cool to be checking out a new venue. The kids had a blast. Of course, there are the famous, all of these trucks are like famous in the Monster Jam world. Everybody knows Gravedigger. But there was this one that looked like a skeleton. It has like zombie. It was called Zombie.
Oh.
It had these zombie arms that went like this when it drove. There was a cute one that looked like a dog. Fun for the whole family. You kind of pick your truck to root on and they compete and they do all these tricks. But of course, the best part is when they mess up the trick and they, you know, land on the roof and pieces of the car fly off.
Yeah.
It was really, really fun. So this is one of those things that just comes to San Diego once a year for a couple of weekends in a row. So just look for it next year. We'll give you a heads up a few weeks in advance. It's super fun.
Right. I would have been wondering where Bigfoot was because when I was a kid, there was one monster truck and it was Bigfoot. What happened to it? I didn't even know what happened to Bigfoot.
It's really come a long way.
Been dethroned.
Yeah, Gravedigger's the new it truck.
Wow. I was lucky enough to go to a couple plays recently at Broadway San Diego. And yes. So I took my older daughter, Kaylee, to Ain't Too Proud to Beg, which was the story of the Temptations. My parents were huge Motown fans. So that's what we played in my house all the time. So I love Motown and I love the Temptations. And I've kind of passed that on to my kids. And look, the show was great. That doesn't matter because it's gone now. But the experience was really amazing. This is one of those things that's not new, right? Broadway San Diego has been around forever. But they bring in these amazing high-quality shows. Most of them are here for just a matter of weeks. Yeah. And it really feels like a very special night out. You get to go down to the Gas Lamp, and the Civic Theater is so nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, definitely be checking the lineup at Broadway San Diego. And then I was able to take my younger daughter to Frozen, which, you know, she's of the age where Frozen was like her whole life for like two whole years. And she's kind of too cold for it now. But, you know, as soon as Let It Go kicked in, you could see the nostalgia working.
And the season has sort of just started, so there are still plenty of shows coming up.
Yeah. The big one for my family is Beetlejuice, which was wildly popular on Broadway. Of course, I'm sure you've seen the movie and love that, but we're planning on going to Beetlejuice for sure. But there are several other ones, big shows. The Tina Turner Story, I believe, is one of the ones that's on the way. So really good stuff. I'd highly recommend it. And one of the things we've avoided doing here on All in San Diego is being too topical, because we feel like with podcasts, you might be listening to this 3 months from now, but oh well. We'll do it at the end, so if you don't care, we can move on. So we're doing this towards the end of January, and as of right now, there are a couple of exciting things to look forward to in San Diego.
So yes, Monster Jam is gone for the year, but you can still go check out Snapdragon Stadium with the Super Motocross World Championships. They're there this Saturday. These are the best of the best two-wheel racers. They're competing on Saturday, and you can get there as early as noon if you want to get in on the fan fest. But the opening ceremonies for the actual races start at 6:30. You can get tickets at supercrosslive.com. Again, it's going to be loud. It's going to be fun. It's going to be over the top. And if you've been looking for an excuse to go check out Snapdragon, this is a great one.
Absolutely. That has to be on your bucket list for next year. Hey, assuming you don't make it this weekend, because I know you're very busy. Okay. Next year, this has to be your Monster Jam.
Done. I will go do that. It's just a fun experience, just a fun atmosphere. And Disney on Ice is this weekend at Pechanga Arena. Do you have memories of taking your girls?
Oh my gosh. If your kids are between 3 and 10, they're going to lose their freaking minds at Disney on Ice. It really, really captures their imagination.
Oh my gosh. It's so good. The show is Disney on Ice Road Trip Adventures. Shows today through Sunday, morning, afternoon, and evening shows. It's nice to have options with kids' nap schedules at that age. Course. You remember?
Yes.
And tickets could be affordable starting at just $20, and they go up from there.
Yeah. If you've got little ones, Disney on Ice is definitely a winner.
SeaWorld is bringing Mardi Gras to SeaWorld. Can we just talk about how SeaWorld is like the best deal going right now as far as San Diego theme parks? They have so many cool new rides, bunch of new roller coasters, and then things like this Mardi Gras celebration are always included in the price of admission. So they don't upcharge to go experience all this. It'll just be going on all around you. Kicks off this Saturday, the 21st, and it runs through the 26th. As you walk around the park, you're going to hear jazz music, and they have all this special entertainment throughout the park, dancers, jugglers, performers, some special stuff for the little kids like face painting and Mardi Gras masks. Obviously, food is a huge part of Mardi Gras. Food and drinks.
Yes.
They're going to have authentic New Orleans food, king cake, beignets, gumbo, hush puppies, and then in terms of alcohol, I kind of love that you can drink at SeaWorld. They have a beer trailer. They're going to have a mimosa bar serving up mint juleps and hurricanes and all those special New Orleans drinks that you think of around Mardi Gras. So super fun.
I'm going to need a couple of hurricanes before I get on some of those new roller coasters. So that'll be perfect. Yes.
Perfect. Little liquid courage. So again, that kicks off this Saturday, but you have until the end of February to check it out.
Thanks for joining us for this episode. If you've got an idea for an episode or some feedback, you can always email us from the website, allinsandiego.com. And it is a new year. We could use some new reviews. It's been a while since we got a few, and it really does help the show. So if you got 2 seconds, if you're listening on Apple Music or if you're listening on Spotify, those are the two places where you can take 2 seconds and leave a nice review, and we'd really appreciate it.
We would very much appreciate it. Happy New Year, everybody. Excited to get out and try all that stuff.
Yeah, we've got a lot to look forward to. We'll see you next time.